Even as many in the horse racing world focused on this weekend's 145th running of the Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park, some were thinking about the demise of another track that's been a cornerstone of the horse racing industry. Hollywood Park in Inglewood, California, will hang up its reins for good in December. Susan Vallett has the story.
In front of a backdrop of palm trees and pink flamingos, jockeys maneuver into the starting gates. Race fans place their bets.
I mean, $1 exacta box, one, three, and four.
But the last post is coming soon. The 238-acre track will close in December after a 75-year run. It's a victim of rising California property values and declining attendance at races. The track will be replaced by 3,000 homes, retail space, and a hotel. Track regular Lorenzo Manuel calls it a travesty.
This is the backbone. It's been here for so long, you know. And like race fans, you know, come out here, and this is a tradition. You know what I mean? You're killing a tradition.
Jack and Harry Warner of Hollywood's Warner Brothers fame founded Hollywood Park in 1938. It became the track of the stars. A-list shareholders included Walt Disney, crooner Bing Crosby, and entertainer Al Jolson. Hollywood Park president Jack Lebo says the track became the first ever to offer Sunday racing, Friday night racing, and exotic wagers that are now at tracks everywhere.
Well, the exacta, the pick six, the superfecta, you name it, and it probably started at Hollywood Park.
In the early 1980s, Hollywood Park could attract 80,000 fans. Now, attendance is a trickle of that, leaving the stands largely empty. Bill Branch is a horse owner.
You know, it's really quite sad to come out here on a Thursday or a Friday, and three-quarters of the stands are just roped off. When I was a kid and I would come here with my dad, we would sit up in the far banks of left field, and it was completely crowded.
Track president Jack Lebo says in California, racing's been hurt by the prevalence of Indian casinos, which are the only venues in the state that have slot machines. Hollywood Park has a casino, but no slots. Satellite wagering and online wagering, originally intended to boost interest in horse racing, ended up siphoning off fans who'd come to the track regularly, like Richard Inofuku, who used to come here every weekend. Now he just bets and watches from home.
When you come out here, it's like this, empty. There's no excitement. When you get 80,000 people like before, I mean, it just gets you all worked up, and your juice gets flowing. Here, it's so empty that I may as well be at home.
Horse trainer Roger Karayan, who's been in the industry for 42 years, says part of the problem is that horse racing isn't in the public eye as much as it used to be.
Years ago, you used to get race calls on the radios on the stretch call with Bill Gar. Okay. That thing disappeared. It used to be on the TV every night, the race replays. That's gone.
Karayan says the closure of Hollywood Park is going to help kill the racing industry. He points out the track is a key training facility for thoroughbreds, and without it, they won't have as many places to get their legs. About 1,200 to 1,500 horses are stabled at the track. They'll have to find new homes. Horse owner Bill Branch cheers on one of his horses. Branch says despite the closure of Hollywood Park, he thinks horse racing can still pull ahead.
You know, they could talk about on-site attendance, but like when Zenyatta was racing here, it was packed. I mean, what we really need is you know, essentially a LeBron James of horse racing. That's really what horse racing needs. And the next generation of superstars will come. They just need to give it time, but unfortunately there's going to be no time here.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Pounce on him. Pounce on him, baby. Pounce on him.
Hollywood Park's last race runs December 22nd. For only a game, I'm Susan Vallett in Los Angeles.
To check out Susan Vallett's Fetching Hollywood Park pictures, please visit our website, onlyagame.org.